Strong and mighty tower you could always run to. Look what God has done for you. Look what God has done for you. See what He has brought you through. He's done what no other can do. Look what God has done. In your darkest hour, He's been faithful and true. Look what God has done for you. Look what God has done.
Well, praise the Lord. So good to be here this morning. Good to see each and every one of you. I wonder if we have any first-time visitors here this morning. If this got one, two, three, got three visitors over here on this side. Ushers, if you'd like to get a card, if you would, and have that prepared to hand out in just a moment, we will hand out you a visitor's card. And if you wouldn't mind, just fill that out so we can keep a record of your visit. And so thank you so very much for being with us this morning. Look what God has done for you. You say, what has God done for me? Well, you woke up this morning and took a breath. And praise the Lord. We'll start right there with breath in our lungs and hands to raise to Him today. And so we praise the Lord that we're alive, that we're vertical and not horizontal this morning. And it's so good to see everybody again. What a time we had last night. Amen. Had a Saturday gospel singing, Gaither style, Gold City style, and Ivan Parker was in the house, and his son Josh, and they did a tremendous job. Man, that guy could play the guitar, I'll tell you right now. And I didn't know if that was Josh or Marty McFly on Back to the Future. And man, he was getting down, I tell you. Yeah. So, it was a time and a little bit of spiritual electricity we felt yesterday. And not to mention, we had a time of a special prayer for Brother Leonard, and Brother Snyder anointed him with oil. Mr. Dolores and Brother Leonard called upon that act. And so for those who do not know, Brother Leonard has stage 4 liver cancer. But we're believing God to heal him on that. And the Lord is going to use doctors. Thank God for doctors that God has blessed us with to help us along our recovery processes in life. And so, Brother Leonard, praying for you, brother. Love you. And you know we got you back, you and Miss Dolores. Miss Dolores has on a heart monitor. And so let's remember her in prayer as well. So they got a lot of things going on in their family. And so let's just remember them. Pick up a prayer or a bulletin, if you would, over to my right, down front, to your left. That way you can stay up to date on all that's going on here at the church. I do have some things I want to mention. A lot of birthdays lately we've been having. Of course, there's birthdays every day with someone. But there were several very special birthdays last week. First of all, Miss Melita Busby had a birthday. And then Larry Bennett had a birthday. Oh, he's not here. Okay. But he still had a birthday. And so we appreciate Brother Larry and everything he does. Miss Cassie had a birthday, and so today there are two birthdays, and one of them I don't see in the house, but we'll say it, we'll give it to them anyway. It's Miss Darlene's birthday today, and there she is, so she is here. Happy birthday, Miss Darlene. So we appreciate Miss Darlene and loving our children and doing all that she does. Appreciate her. But also, it's Josh's birthday. Where's Josh at? There he is. Happy birthday, buddy. Happy birthday. We're big on birthdays around here, especially if it falls on a Sunday. We like to recognize that with a picture. But certainly, happy birthday to all of you. We love you so very much and appreciate you. And again, just grab a bulletin to stay up to speed what's going on around here. We will have service tonight at 5:00 downstairs with some snacks and have a devotion. Brother Kevin Brook will be bringing the message tonight. And so you remember that tonight. It'll be a great time this evening. I do want to say thank you again, Brother Allen and Miss Terry, for the pies for the guys. And last Sunday morning, there was a lot of pies in the house. And the bakery was open. And so I told the church Wednesday night, I ate my pies and Christy's pies. And so, hey, the ball game was on. We didn't have Sunday night service. What do you expect, you know? And so had a great time. So appreciate all of that. All right, well, you made the effort in getting here. You got all dressed up. So let's worship the Lord. Amen. Heavenly Father, we love you today. We praise you. We thank you for who you are, for what you do. Lord, I pray for the next few moments that you would just hide us all behind the cross. Lord, help us live our life in the shadow of the cross, where there is forgiveness and where there is restoration, where there is power. There is power in the cross. Help us stay anchored to the cross, Lord, in everything that we do in each and every day. Thank you, God, so much for our visitors. Thank you for those who are visiting. It's not their first time, but they're continuing to come. Thank you for them. And Lord, I pray for Brother Leonard, to God, that you continue to touch him in a special way in that cancer spot. Miss Dolores, their family, everything they're going through, this journey up ahead, God, we pray for grace, mercy, love, and everything, Lord, that you give so freely. Just be with them. Be with all the other people on the prayer list. I know Miss Carla Rich has her brother Don that's in the hospital still. Be with him. Be with all of our missionaries, Lord, foreign and here at home. We just pray for a special touch from God on the service today. Save the lost and bless the saved is our prayer. In Jesus' name we do pray with thanksgiving in our hearts. Amen. Brother Allen.
Amen. So good to see you in the house of the Lord this morning. If you would, take a hymnal and turn over to page number 120. Church, would you stand? Choir, stand. And let's sing together about the victory that we have in Jesus. Page 120. All right, everyone sing out now. I heard an old, old story, how a Savior came from glory, how he gave his life on Calvary to save a wretch like me. I heard about his groaning, of his precious blood's atoning. Then I repented of my sin and won the victory. Oh, victory in Jesus, my Savior forever. He sought me and bought me with his redeeming blood. He loved me ere I knew him, and all my love is due him. We're going to sing it all. You notice the words on the second verse this morning. Well, I heard about his healing, of his cleansing power revealing, how he made the lame to walk again and cause the blind to see. And then I cried, dear Jesus, come and heal my broken spirit. And somehow Jesus came and brought to me the victory. Oh, victory in Jesus, my Savior forever. He sought me and bought me with his redeeming blood. He loved me ere I knew him, and all my love is due him. He plunged me on the last now beneath the cleansing flood. Well, I heard about a mansion he has built for me in glory. And I heard about the streets of gold beyond the crystal sea, about the angels singing and the old redemption story. And some sweet day I'll sing up there the song of victory. Oh, victory in Jesus, my Savior forever. He sought me and bought me with his redeeming blood. He loved me ere I knew him, and all my love is due him. He plunged me to victory beneath the cleansing flood. Amen. Thank you. You can be seated. Choir, you can be seated as well. I'm thankful to be able to be in his house this morning, and I hope that you are as well. And I just pray that the Holy Spirit would so engulf this place that when we leave here, there'll be no doubt that we've been in the presence of the Lord. Amen. It's the reason we've come this way, not just turn the lights on, open up the doors, come in, sing a few songs, say a few words, and say amen and go home, but that we might be able to be in the presence of the Holy Spirit of God. It's my prayer. And we're going to go to him again here in a few moments in a word of prayer. But again, I just want to thank you for all of your support. My family is still in Cooperstown, New York. And old Carter has already had, if you haven't already heard, you probably have by now, but he already has 2 home runs. And we're thankful, and we're thankful. And but they're having a great time up there more than anything else. The Lord has watched over them, kept them safe. And I need you to pray that the Lord would bring them home safe this week sometime, whenever that turns out to be. And but there he is right there. There's number 2. They get the baseball, and they actually have it engraved. And that's pretty awesome. And that's awesome. And they there's Mom. She has no voice left, as you can well imagine. The first day out, she called me the next morning. She said, "Hey, Dad." I'm like, "Honey, that's only one home run. You're going to need to settle her down a little bit because you're not going to be able to speak for days." But they're having a great time, and they had a great trip up there. Lord watched over and kept them safe. And they've had it's been a little bit of a journey. Anybody had any rain here this week? It has rained every single day in Cooperstown, New York, honestly. It is just pouring down. I'm thinking, send the rain down here. We can use it, and y'all can have some dry days, but the Lord hadn't seen fit to do that yet. It has rained every day, every game, but they're playing anyway. So, again, just remember them in prayer for a safe journey home, and they are having a great time. Thank you so much. I know if Amanda was here, she would be thanking you for your support. You guys have went above and beyond to help them, and I so appreciate it, and I know they do as well. But praise the Lord, and we just look forward to a great day in his house today. Let's go to him again in a word of prayer and ask God's blessing on the service, on the offering this morning. Pray for Pastor. Pray for the special prayer requests that have been given. Brother Brian, would you take us, the Lord, this morning in a word of prayer?
Where would we be without the Lord on our side? I don't want to think about where I'd be if it had not been for Jesus. I have the girls singing a special song. This is a preview. Actually, it was intended to be for next Sunday, but they got a couple more they're singing next Sunday in addition to this one. But this is called All Because of Mercy. All Because of Mercy. I am where I am because of the mercy of God. You are where you are because of the mercy of God. Pray for the girls this morning as they sing this beautiful song.
I could stand here and try to tell you I found my way here on my own, brought to life this heart of stone, made up my own mind to change my own life, working my own way to good, as if anybody could. But the truth is I've been broken since my very first birth, and the truth is I've been wandering since my very first step. I know the only reason I can sit here unashamed, it's not because I'm worthy, it's all because of mercy. There's no way that I could earn it, praise God my debt is paid. It's not because I'm worthy, it's all because of mercy. Still remember the day he found me, 6 feet under my old shame, I heard him call me out by name. Hallelujah, the cross is spoken, Jesus my Savior bled and died to bring this dead man back to life. I know the only reason I can sit here unashamed, it's not because I'm worthy, it's all because of mercy. There's no way that I could earn it, praise God my debt is paid. It's not because I'm worthy, it's all because of mercy. It's all because of mercy. I'm just as desperate for you now as I was back then. If I ever should forget, remind me once again. Just as desperate for you now as I was back then. If I ever should forget, remind me once again. I know the only reason I can stand here unashamed, it's not because I'm worthy, it's all because of mercy. There's no way that I could earn it, praise God my debt is paid. It's not because of mercy, it's all because of mercy. It's all because of mercy. It's all because of mercy.
Thank God for His mercy. Thank God for His mercy. One person said, "But for the grace of God, there go I." What a blessing that is. The grace of God, the mercy of God. And God's goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days of our life. We shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever. David said that in Psalm 23. And thank the good Lord for His mercy, His grace. The characteristics of the Lord. He is forgiving and loving, caring and kind. He has an agape kind of love without conditions. He just loves us. Can we really get our minds wrapped around that? It's not for God loved the world. It's for God so loved the world. How much love is wrapped up in that word so, I'll never know. And the Bible talks about that we may be able to comprehend the depth, the width, the love of God. And thank God for His love. Thank God for Jesus. And again, so good to be here this morning. And I hope you're glad that you're here. All right, if you have your Bibles, make your way to the Old Testament book of Jeremiah. Jeremiah chapter number 33. Book of Jeremiah chapter number 33 is where we're going to be this morning for a few moments. Jeremiah 33, I do want to read in just a moment, verse number 1 down through verse number 3. Verse number 3 is going to be our text verse this morning. I do want to bow for a word of prayer, and then we'll read from Jeremiah 33, verse number 1 through 3. Father, we love You. We thank You, O God. I pray for the next few moments, Lord, that You would put things in the gear that they should be in right now as we begin to open the Scriptures. Slow us down. We don't want to get ahead of You. We don't want to lag behind. I pray for a clear head, a calm heart, God. Most of all, I pray the Holy Spirit would communicate the truths from Your Word, Lord, to the hearts of Your people, those that are here, those that are watching on Facebook, listening on the internet. May You be glorified. May You draw all men to Yourself. And if there's someone here this morning that does not know You as their personal Savior, I pray today would be the day of salvation for them. And for the Christian that may be following afar off, I pray they come back to the cross. And for the Christian that is discouraged, I pray for encouragement today. Lord, do all those things and much more that I know You can, will, and want to do. We love You today. We thank You. We need You. In Jesus' name we do pray with thanksgiving in our hearts. Amen. And amen. Jeremiah chapter number 33. Notice if you would in verse number 1. Moreover, the word of the Lord came unto Jeremiah the second time. Praise the Lord that God gives us continual words. He doesn't just speak one time, and if we don't get it, that's it. But He'll speak another time. Moreover, the word of the Lord came unto Jeremiah the second time while he was yet shut up in the court of the prison. Thank God that the word of God is not bound. God's word is boundless. Doesn't matter if you're in prison, out of prison, the Word of God can reach you. I'm thankful tonight, whether I'm on the mountaintop or I'm in the valley low, God's Word can reach my heart. And so the Bible says, moreover, the Word of the Lord came unto Jeremiah the second time while he was yet shut up in the court of the prison, saying, thus saith the Lord, the maker thereof, the Lord that formed it to establish it, the Lord is His name. Call unto Me, and I will answer thee, and show thee great and mighty things which thou knowest not. I want to call your attention to verse number 3 this morning. Notice, if you would, the words, call unto Me. Call unto Me. This phrase this morning reminds me of the day and time in which we live. which is the phone age. All right? We're living in an age where telephones are everything. Making calls are everything. First, it was phones with cords. And I remember very specifically, Mama, Paul, at your house, right before you get to the bathroom in the hallway, there was that phone where you put your finger in a little hole and you go around like that. And the long cord, and I'd walk and get out a little bit of the hallway, and it would bring me back into the hallway. So we had phones with cords, Brother Selon. And then times progressed, and we had phones without cords. Cordless phones. You remember getting that first cordless phone at your house and walking around through the house on the front porch? Oh, I'm on my cordless phone. Of course, you had to pull the antenna all the way up, and you're on your cordless phone. So there were phones with cords, and then there were phones without cords, and then there were cell phones. There was cell phones. I can even remember, I'm an 80s baby. I was born in 82, and I can remember when there wasn't cell phones. I actually had a beeper. I remember when I got that beeper, and I told my mom before I left the house, riding with my friends, "Mom, would you please beep me? Send me a message when about 5-10 minutes from now so my friends can see that I got a message." And I was riding in the car all of a sudden, beep, 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 beep. I said, guys, hold on just a second. I got a message. Let's go to the payphone. And then you went to the payphone. And then you put a quarter in there. Remember that? We have come a long way. Now it's cell phones. And people use phones in general for communication. I love Brother Selon and everything that he does for me, off his support and kindness. But almost every time church is over, Selon says, "If you need me, I'll call you." Is that not right? And so I appreciate that, Brother Selon, and his sense of humor. I know exactly what he means. But we have become dependent upon our phones. Everywhere you look, the young and the older have cell phones. Babies and toddlers even have toy phones. We are priming our kids for cell phones. While phones can be a good thing, phones can also be a very bad thing. There's easy internet access. You can find anything your heart's desires on your cell phone on the internet. And that can be a good or a bad thing. Of course, there's social media. And that can be a good or a bad thing. I think it's more bad than good when it comes to social media. You can DoorDash food to your house. There's always been delivery services, primarily with pizza, but nowadays there are the DoorDash app, where if you get up on Saturday morning and you don't feel like going for breakfast, just DoorDash Chick-fil-A to your house. And for about $60 later, you can get it. And but man, the convenience of having Chick-fil-A right to your house. So we have all the paying bills on your cell phones and making calls and texting on your cell phone. Cell phones can be both good and bad when it comes to these digital devices. We are seeing social media bullying in our day. We are allowing the world to tell us what we're to look like and how to act through these cell phones. Because of social media and because of its lifestyle is pushing into our families, into our brains, many suffer from anxiety and depression. The world tries to put an image of what young girls and women are supposed to look like. And the world, through cell phones and internet, are showing pictures of what men's supposed to look like. Everybody's supposed to look like somebody off the Hallmark Channel. I got news for you. They wouldn't hire me to be on any episode. Okay? I wish I was like one of them guys on the Hallmark Channel. And listen, you know, these kind of things are just pushed upon us through social media and all of those outlets. Cell phones can be a good thing, but cell phones can also be a bad thing. Many suffer from depression. I've heard stories about young people taking their life because of internet bullying, social media stalking, people saying, you're not good enough, you're a loser, you're ugly, you don't look like me, you don't participate in this. And because of that, there are many young people this morning who are suffering from depression, discouragement, and anxiety. Please understand, young people, but I'll go a step further, middle-aged and older people, cell phones are not a toy. Cell phones are a tool. Cell phones are not a privilege, but cell phones are a privilege and not a right, let me just say. Plus, cell phones are very expensive. Most people have phones. Even the homeless have phones. Why is this? Because there's this realistic thing in our world called communication, and we find a way to have a phone to communicate to friends and loved ones. It's been noted in history that the first phone call was made by Thomas Watson, who said, come here, I need you. Alexander Graham Bell introduced the Bell telephone to the U.S. in 1876. Before the invention of the phone, if something happened, you would have to just wait and hear about it. Or wait for someone to show up at your doorstep. This morning, the very most important communication we could have is not with each other per se, but it is with God. He wants us to call Him. The Bible says in Jeremiah 33, verse 3, call unto me, and I will answer thee and show thee great and mighty things which thou knowest not. I want to preach for a few moments this morning on this subject. And that is, the call line is open. The call line is open. And the telephone number is Jeremiah 33 in verse number 3. You need to get a hold of God, call unto Him. The line is open. 24/7, 365, He can be reached, King Jesus. We share phone numbers to stay in touch with people. God wants us to stay in touch with Him this morning. Let me say this, in these verses, Jeremiah is in prison under false charges. Yet God visits him in his time of need. And the Lord reminds Jeremiah while he's in prison that God is only one phone call away. I don't know where you're at this morning. I don't know what you're going through this morning. I don't know what struggle, what mountain you may be climbing this morning. But Jesus is only one phone call away. His line is always open, 24/7, 365. I want to share a few things that hopefully will be a help and a blessing to you today. When it comes to the call line is open, we see the person. We see the person. Again, verse number 33. He says, call unto me. Call unto me. Call unto who? Call unto God. You'd be surprised at the people who never call upon God. You'll be surprised at the people who never call upon the Lord. Listen, when trouble comes, they call on everyone but God. Then when no one answers or hears them, they call then upon God. God ought to be the first one we call upon. The Lord is our first responder. If I had an emergency this morning and I fell down about to die, I wouldn't say, hurry, someone call Papa John's. Somebody please call Papa John's. I got an emergency. And it's not hunger pain, it's I'm about to die. You wouldn't call Papa John's. I wouldn't tell you to call Papa John's. But I would tell you to call the ambulance because I'm about to die. If you have a problem, you have a struggle this morning, listen, don't call anyone else but call Jesus. It's okay to call friends. It's okay to confide in people. But at the end of the day, people can't do what God can. When you are in an emergency, call upon the Lord and He shall sustain thee. But it's amazing who people will call first. Listen to this. They called their preacher, and rightfully so, but they called their preacher as if he is the mediator between God and man. They think the preacher has a special relationship with God that lay people do not have. I want to tell you this morning, ministers have no more influence with God than you do if you're living a godly life. When it comes to trouble, and when trouble comes, we should call upon the Lord. Why? Why? Well, if God cannot help you, for sure others cannot help you. And so we need to call upon the Lord in time of need. 1 Timothy chapter 2, verse 5, don't turn there. But the Bible says this, for there is one God and one mediator between God and men, the man Christ Jesus. It's not a preacher, but it's the Lord Jesus. I'll say this, that many Catholics to this day, they call upon Mary for mediation. They call and they pray to Mary, and we're not bashing nobody. We're not saying anything about them, but I'll just say this, that if you're praying to Mary, you might as well be praying to a wall, because Mary is in the grave. Mary is dead. Again, 1 Timothy 2:5, for there is one God and one mediator between God and man, not Mary, not a preacher, not a best friend, not a relative, but the only mediator between God and men is the man, Christ Jesus. You can call on God this morning, your own self. What a blessing it is to know that we can call upon the Lord. Now, some call upon TV evangelists. And listen, y'all know me. I'm not bashing anybody this morning. I'm just preaching what the Bible says. There's only one mediator between God and men, the man, Christ Jesus. Many, many call upon TV evangelists for help. There was a man one time, he was having trouble sleeping. And so he turned the television on and he called up a prayer line he seen on TV. And for $50, he would receive a prayer cloth that would miraculously heal the sick. Of course, this is taken out of context. This is taken from the book of Acts. And the man turned the channel. He said, I may be dead by then. He saw another TV evangelist offering miracle water that would cure any disease, any cancer you may have for a contribution of $100. Well, how about that? Wrong, false doctrine, it's not there. These preachers were misleading people, and nowhere in Scripture does it teach this. This is a gospel that Jesus paid for this morning. And the Bible says again in 1 Timothy 2:5, he says, For there is one God and one mediator between God and men. The man, Christ Jesus, he's the one that can heal the sick. He's the one that can raise the dead. He's the one that can open blinded eyes. He's the one that can heal those with addiction. He's the one that can save the lost. He's the one that can give you a personal message on this Sunday morning that you're standing in need of. There is only one person between God and men. The man, Christ Jesus. What a blessing this morning for Jesus. I love the Lord, don't you? And so, we don't need a prayer cloth. We don't need miracle water. God says, call unto me. Years ago, Oral Roberts built a prayer tower. And Oral Roberts said, my tower will be manned 24/7, 365. There will always be someone there to answer your prayer. Can I say this about that prayer tower? In theory, that might be a good idea. Again, share your prayer requests. Reach out to your preacher. Reach out to a friend. But at the end of the day, we don't need Oral Roberts' prayer tower to grant permission to talk to God or for them to be the mediator between us and God. We have an open invitation to go to God ourselves. I hope you're catching my drift this morning. You don't need a prayer tower. You're granted permission yourself to call upon God. And so Jeremiah is in prison. And God visits him a second time and he says, son of mine, why don't you just call upon me? I will answer thee and show thee great and mighty things that you know not. Thou knowest not. In his dark place he could call on God. Call on God in your dark place. You may be in a dark place. Call on God. Facebook viewers, call on God if you're in a dark place. Those listening on the internet, call on God if you're in a dark place. But not just call on God when you're in a dark place, but call on God when you're in a bright place. Always call on God. Always call on God. Brother Berman used to say that I pray consistently because when things go bad, I want to know that I can get a prayer through. Our prayers are like spiritual deposits. And so there's going to come a day when you're going to need a withdrawal. You're going to need some help. Let us call on God ourselves. And so we see that there's nothing wrong with sharing prayer requests. And all those things, just make sure you're praying first. We read James last night, and I was so thankful and grateful how the service went last night. Corporate prayer is a thing, and we should, again, share our prayer requests and all. But James says in those verses about being anointed with oil, he says, let him pray first. Let him pray first. And in essence, if that doesn't work, let him call for the elders of the church, anointing him with oil in the name of the Lord. A lot of times we go around asking others for prayer and ask this one for prayer and we ask that one for prayer. The question is this morning, have you prayed? Oh, Brother Justin, I need to get out of this dilemma and this job is killing me and all these things are standing in my way. I have family problems and things like that. What have you done to help your situation? Have you prayed? Have you surrendered all? Have you read the Bible? Have you meditated at all on anything in God's Word? Have you been to church? Are you attempting anything spiritually to change your situation? Have you prayed? Have you prayed? So God has promised to hear the prayers of the righteous if we would call upon Him. If you're a child of God this morning, He will hear your prayer as any preacher's prayer. Who is the me in this passage? Call unto me. Who's the me? God's the me. God's the me. Call unto me. Let me say this about the God who is the me. He is Elohim. This is the God that we could call upon. the one to whom all power belongs. He is El Shaddai, the Almighty God. He is El Elyon, the Most High God above whom there is no other. He is El Roi, the God who sees me. He is Jehovah, the self-sustaining and all-sufficient one. He is Jehovah Sabaoth, the Lord of hosts, guardian and helper of those that fear Him. He is Jehovah Jireh, the Lord, our provider. We're talking about who me is. When He says, call unto me, we're calling upon one who has all power, who's almighty, who's above all, who sees you, who has sufficient grace, who is our guardian, our helper, our provider. Jehovah Shalom is the Lord our peace. Jehovah Shammah, the one who is with me. He is called Abba, which means my Father. He is called Emmanuel, which means God with us. He is the Lamb of God, which taketh away the sins of the world. He is Jesus, and He says, you can call unto me. So let us call unto the one who is our peace, who sees us, has power and strength, who's above all, who sustains all. Let us call upon Him. There's times when I may go to Brother Ceylon. There's times where I may even go to Brother Allen or another deacon or close friend to share my heavy load. And they do all they can, humanly possible, to give me words of encouragement. But there's times when I share my heavy load and people do their very best to lighten my load, and it just doesn't work. Is there anybody else here that has bore a heavy load and you tried to share it and you're at the place where, like, man, you know, I just don't think I'm going to share it anymore. They just won't understand. I'm glad that this morning when I have exhausted all of my resources, I can go to a therapist, I can go to a psychiatrist, I can go to a psychologist. And there is nothing wrong with that if that's what you need. But listen, there are times when no mortal man can solve your problem but Almighty God. And I believe if we come to Him with a contrite spirit, we come to Him in brokenness and say, God, I have tried many things. Like the woman with the issue of blood, I have been to many doctors and tried many things, and I'm nothing better. I'm only worse. God, if I could just touch the hem of your garment. That lady did that. That's all she did. She, one last attempt. Woo! Praise the Lord! I'm healed! Some of you this morning, you are on your last attempt. You've been to friend, the family. You've been to the doctor, and nobody's been able to help you. All you have to do is touch Jesus. Is just touch Him. And He says this morning that we can call upon Him and He will answer us and show us great and mighty things that we know not. What are you holding back on this morning? Look, I got news for you, as well as myself. I can't do it, and you can't either. We've tried to get ourselves up. We've tried to make things right. And there's a level of success mortal man can have, but even then, all glory goes to God. We need God this morning. We need Him. We need to call upon Him. He is so many things, and yet He is much more. So we see the person. We see the person. The call line is open. And the person of the call line is God. Call unto me. There's a second thing I see. Not only the person, but there's a promise here. Notice verse number 3 again. call unto me, and I will answer thee. Does God answer all prayer? You don't have to answer that. Someone said God answers prayer in one or four ways. I've always thought one or three ways. But I like this. God either says, when you call unto Him, yes. He either says no. He either says later. Or He says, you're kidding, right? I like that fourth one. Justin, you're kidding, right? A brand new Mustang? Justin, come on. A brand new Mustang, convertible top. I dreamed about one last night, by the way. I do not know why. I'm not asking for it. Not asking for it. Yes, no, later. You're kidding, right? You see, this morning, some will not work at things in their life, yet they call on God to fix everything. Some will not attempt to make things right in their life, and they won't work in their life toward things, yet they call on God to provide for them. Let us work physically, and God will bless. Let us work spiritually, and God will bless. Let us work emotionally, and God will bless in these areas in our life. And God will see that, He will see those efforts, and He will bless us. It's all about the effort. And I believe with all my heart that Calvary has been given some effort in this past year. And years gone by, but more specifically this year, 2024, there has been some special efforts. And I believe God is blessing those efforts. We had some visitors this morning. We got some returning visitors. We have a couple that joined the other Sunday. You say, are those people you knocked on their doors? No, none of them came. To my knowledge, every door we've knocked on, not one person has came. But God's seen the effort. And God is trickling in as He will, little by little. I mean, we're upgrading the church. We're trying to grow the church numerically. We're trying to grow spiritually. God sees the effort this morning. And so if we call upon Him, He will answer us. But we got to put in the effort. We got to put in the effort. Listen to this. A boy that lived in South Carolina had a test last Friday. But he didn't study. He heard a sermon that Sunday in church. God can do the impossible. That night, his father could hear him in his room praying loud. And it sounded like this. As his father walked by, he heard his son go and say, Charleston, Charleston. Charleston. The next day, the father said, son, what in the world were you praying about? The son replied, that, dad, I gave the wrong answer for the capital of South Carolina. And on a test, I was praying that God would make Charleston the capital of South Carolina. Huh? Amen? We got to put in a little bit of study time. If we want God to bless our efforts. But I think much of the time we're like that little boy. We make our decisions. We do our thing. Oh, Charleston, 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 Charleston. Like that's going to change anything. Lord, I did wrong. Lord, I did bad. I dropped the ball. I fumbled, Lord. And God, I will say, in His mercy, He does move mountains for us. He does give second chances to us. The Word of God came to Jeremiah a second time. Thank God He does give second chances. But when it comes to this call line, let us call unto Him and He will answer us. But we have to put in some work as well. I like what Hebrews 11:6 says. But without faith it is impossible to please Him. For he that cometh to God must believe that He is, and He is a rewarder of those that diligently seek Him. God wants to show you and me great and mighty things. Let me ask you a question. Have you been seeing some great and mighty things in your life? What is great and mighty thing? What is it? What's the great and mighty things? It could be anything from God removing cancer to God protecting you from getting in a car accident. It could be anything from surviving a car accident to God miraculously sending in the money to pay a bill. Have you seen God do great and mighty things in your life lately? We all can look back on the past and say, God's parted the waters and God's walked on water and God has done all these things. But what about now? What about today? How are we spiritually today? Are we connecting with the Lord today? Have we called Him lately? Listen, God will do His part, but He expects us to do our part before He answers any prayer. So why should we call upon God? Because God's wisdom perceives what's best for us. Did you hear that? God's wisdom sees what's best for us. James says, if any man lack wisdom, let him ask of God, that giveth to all men liberally, and upbraideth not, and it shall be given him. We get ourselves in a situation or we're in some uncharted waters. We try, as men I know for sure, but we try in our families, we try to figure out what to do. And we immediately, we got thoughts going through our head, how to get out of this, how to make things right, how to do this, do all that. At the end of the day, we need to pray. At the first part of the day, we need to pray to God, say, God, give me your wisdom. Help me perceive things from heaven's point of view. God's wisdom perceives what's best for us. That's why in life, sometimes things happen we don't agree with and we don't like. But could it be that God is trying to rain down some wisdom upon us if we would just trust Him in His wisdom? Why should we call upon God? Because God's wisdom perceives what's best for us. Why should we call upon God? Because God's power performs what's best for us. We should call upon God because He's the one who loves us and can help us. 1 Peter 5:7, casting all your care upon Him, for He careth for you. And so we see this morning the person. We see the promise. But then, number three, we see the provision. The call line is open. Now the provision. Notice what he says in verse 3. He says, call unto me, and I will answer thee. We've already talked about that. And show thee great and mighty things which thou knowest not. These are things we can receive from God. Notice the word show here. The word show. He says, and show thee great and mighty things. That word show means to make the unknowable known or make the unknown known. There's some unknown things God wants to make known to you this morning. Amen. There are some unknown things that God wants to make known to me. But He wants me to want those things. And if I want those things, I will call Him for those things. I don't know what those things are. But I ought to want what God wants. Do you want what God wants? There's an unfinished part in your life today. And God has some unknown things He wants you to know about. The question is, how do you know about them? How do you learn them? How do you discover them? By calling unto Him. By knowing that when you call upon Him, you're calling upon the one who knows it all. You're calling upon the one who has all power. You're calling upon the one who works all things together for good. You're calling upon the one whose wisdom perceives human wisdom. You're calling upon the one who's provider. You're calling upon the one who's sustainer. You are calling upon the one who has made you and given you a purpose in life. And if we, with that persuasion of mind, know that if we call upon God, He will answer us.
It'll be yes, it'll be no, it'll be later, it might be, are you kidding me? But at least we'll hear from them. And he will make the unknown known. Now, let me say this. There's the words, great and mighty things. This refers to that which is inaccessible or walled. The words great and mighty things means inaccessible because it was hidden or well protected. It's the unknown things. I'm convinced that there are some things God wants to make known to us, but we're not desperate enough to find them out. There are people not in pews because they have come impatient on God. I'm not sticking everybody in the same bag and saying that. I'm just saying there are some people in the Christian walk in churches all across the world who come to crossroads where they don't agree with God. Like all of us, there's times we don't agree with what He's doing. There are things we don't understand. There's things we don't agree with. There's trouble, and they don't give God a chance. They leave. Yet God has something in that for them. God has some unknown things He wants to be made known. But we've got to want it. We've got to call unto Him. We've got to put forth that effort. We've got to study for the test. And so we see all these things this morning. As we call upon God, we can see the supernatural power of God before us. The call line is open, church. I want to share with you briefly a couple stories about these great and mighty things in the power of God. There was two men running in a field. Why were they running? Because a bull was chasing them. And so they were running. One guy said, quick, say a prayer. He's like, I don't know how to pray. He said, well, say anything. He said, well, the only thing I can remember to pray is what my daddy used to pray. He said, well, say that prayer. So he said, as they were running from the bulls, Lord, thank you for what we are about to receive. Please bless us. Those boys hopped the fence and they made it. And they seen the power of God. They cried with all their heart. And listen, sometimes we don't even have to have the right words, do we? God knows our heart. There was another time when there was a sniper who was shooting people. I believe it was at the Pentagon or the White House one. And a man put together a prayer team. He said, let's pray that this man will get caught. And so they prayed and they looked, they searched. Nobody caught him. So this man went to a park early one morning in the area. And a true story, just like the other was a true story. And he said, I'm going to go and have my devotions with the Lord this morning. Drink my coffee, watch the sun come up. And then he noticed a suspicious van to his right. And lo and behold, it was the sniper. And so he called the police and had the man arrested, saved many lives. There were many lives already lost due to this man. But he prayed about it. He was at the right place, the right time. He's seen some great and mighty things in his life. The power of God. God can work like that in our life. And listen, that's the big, and you know, that's the things that make the headlines, but God works from day to day in our life as well. He wakes us up. He births encouragement to go back to that job that you really don't want to be at. He gets you safely there. He gets you safely home, back to your wonderful family. God has a way of allowing you to miss that car accident. God has a way of making sure those bills are paid. But we've got to do our part. We've got to put Him first. We've got to call unto Him. And I'm convinced this morning, church, that if we call unto Him, He will answer us and show us great and mighty things that we're not even aware of. The call line is open, and we're going to give the invitation. Father, we love You. We thank You. We praise You. We need You. We want You. I pray in the next few minutes. If there's someone here that needs to call you, talk to you, pray to you, Lord, let it be. Let there be a liberty during this time of invitation is my prayer in Jesus' name. We do pray with thanksgiving in our hearts. Amen. Let's stand to our feet. I urge you to come on the very first verse if you need to come. Somebody will meet you there. Somebody will meet you there.
I was shackled by a heavy burden.
Are there others this morning?
Beneath the load of
guilt. We've come together to pray. We've come together to get strong spiritually. Come on, church. Let's not let anyone pray by themselves.
Then the hand of Jesus touched me, and now I am no longer the same.
Come on down. Come on down.
For he touched me.
The call line is open.
Call
unto me. Do you need salvation this morning?
And
Jesus will save you.
The joy.
Do you need encouragement?
My soul.
The Holy Ghost will touch you.
For something happened, and now I know.
Don't be afraid. Don't
he
be ashamed.
Touch me.
This is why we're here, church. This is why we're here. Still singing, still praying.
Well, since I met this blessed Savior, and since he cleansed and made
anyone else?
Me whole. I will never cease to praise him. I'm going to shout it while eternity.
Feel free to do what you need to do this morning spiritually.
Daddy, touch me.
Sing it if you know it.
Oh, he touched me. And oh, the joy that floods my soul. For something happened, and now I know he touched me and made.
Late. Please come if you need to come. This is the Lord's service. Continuing to play while these are praying. The Lord's working this morning. Let him work in your life. Sing that chorus one more time, brother.
He touched me.
Sing it with us.
Oh, he touched me. And oh, the joy that floods my soul. For something happened, and now I know he touched me.